Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. If you're looking for a service concentrating on matters of wine, food, and travel, SOMM, that's SOMM-TV, may be your goblet of vino. Key organizers Jason and Christina Wise and Diane Carpenter join me next. Also ahead, News Note Quickies, our classic trivia question, and a Christmas Day breakthrough this Friday is our takeaway of the week. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on this free Christmas Eve day 2020 on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, also carried on Amazon Music and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. Great to have you with us on this Wednesday before Christmas here on the program, all about TV's current and future. 45 degrees at the top of the hour. Nice to have you all aboard. Third of three episodes we're doing this week, back to back to back. Good guests coming away from two locations this half hour, and we invite you to be in the conversation. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and dial in 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The numbers get anywhere. You're connected across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. You'd also be involved through our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. You will find that room at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the program is on the air, as always, you can connect others with Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Speaker TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. Our trio from SOMM TV will join us live from Los Angeles and Naples, Florida, after these News Note quickies. Hulu will premiere The Sister, the four-episode miniseries from Luther creator Neil Cross, January 22nd. BYU, this Brigham Young University television, is going forward with Operation Awesome, profiling world altering teenagers in action across the country. The series will debut March 10th. And HBO Max will give reruns of the 1970s Wonder Woman television series starring Linda Carter, a run prior to the venture's debut this Friday of Wonder Woman 1984. All 60 WW episodes are available right now. And that is News Notes for today. Well, once again, before this eve of Christmas, we've got another new service that's available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices for you to hear. It started life as a web program. Now it is a full-fledged service. It's called SOMM, S-O-M-M-TV. Like we said in the tease, it's all about matters of wine, food, and travel. And they've just come out with a brand-new series, their first one produced entirely by women. Joining us live from Los Angeles, California, first up, the President and Chief Creative Officer of SOMM TV, Jason Wise. Jason, happy holiday season to you.
Hey, happy holidays to you, my friend. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and joining you as well is the Senior Vice President at your service, Christina Wise. Christina, welcome in.
Hi, thanks so much.
And joining us live from Naples, Florida, by the way, it's the home to a very, very long-running friend of mine who used to know in television, Mariah Doonan. Mariah, if you ever hear this, happy holiday season to you. Diane Carpenter. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Very fine, thank you, and great to have all three of you here. And Jason, we'll start with you. What's it been like this year to go from being a single program to a full-fledged service?
Oh boy, it's been quite a journey, I would say. It's been something that has you use every ounce of your brain and every bottle of wine in your collection to accomplish it. I think it's been all hands on deck. I think for everybody dealing with COVID and everything, they've wanted a place to watch things and travel because a lot of us can't do that. And we've been able to provide that for people, I think.
Mm. Brain and wine, very good mix together. Of course, do it responsibly.
Yeah.
Christina, how does SOMM TV get started in the first place?
Well, it started after, you know, Jason and I had made a trio of films based around wine. And so over that 10-year period, we met so many incredible people that had so many incredible stories that might not have just hit that 90-minute documentary length. So we realized there were so many stories to tell within this world of wine, within food, within travel. And so we thought, you know, why not start a streaming service that is really dedicated to this? So you're not having to fish it off of every little piece through Netflix, through you know, cable, what might. So we just wanted a service for one place to people to tune in for food and wine.
Diane, we've seen amid this pandemic a number of new television networks explode on the scene, all through smart TV sets or smart TV devices, as well as multicast channels. A number of them have had to do one way or another with food and drink. Tastemade, which was a digital service, is now a smart TV service. We recently had So Yummy, which is from the people behind Baby First Television. You have Viewer Service. What gives Soam TV a special quality or a special edge in terms of the program?
Well, first off, we're storytellers. So our job is to, you know, we go into the stories and the lives of the people who are involved in the industry, in the wine industry and the food industry. And I think that's where we differ from the other platforms. And we are focused primarily on food and wine. And as Jason said, you know, we take people out into the world of travel as well. So we're just offering a different kind of experience. And that experience is telling the stories of more of the unknown boutique winery and restaurant environments.
Mm-hmm. How do you, Jason, how do you find the stories, especially at a time when you have some limitations, but certainly some new rules you have to follow, as well as every network has to follow in terms of programming with this pandemic?
Oh, I would say the limitations is a perfect word. The stories, you know, we don't have a problem finding stories. I mean, we have stories that involve everything from artists dealing with absinthe, you know, in the 1800s in Paris to the whiskey rebellion and, you know, founding the United States, and also, you know, everything having to do top to bottom with alcohol. But you have to understand that wine and food and these things, they touch every aspect of our lives. They touch religion. They touch war. They touch our romantic lives. And so the amount of stories we have is that's the problem. We have too many. Getting all of these stories finished and done and properly made in a situation where we can't travel has been a challenge. We've begun working with teams in Paris, teams in New York, teams, you know, all over the continental United States and Canada so that we can fulfill these things. And it is really, I think in a weird way, the COVID-19 and everything has made us expand greater because we have had to not do everything ourselves. You know, we've had to oversee a lot of projects. And so, you know, I think that's mainly how we sort of adapted to the situation, really. And it's been a lot of fun, to be frank.
And when you find the stories that you're going to do, Christina, how do you determine whether it's a special, whether it's a mini series, or whether it's an ongoing series?
There's a couple of different ways. I mean, one of our shows, Verticals, that we look back at kind of, if you do a vertical of wine, you're tasting through the different years and different vintages of that winery. Well, what we realized is those vintages are very attached to those human stories. So the people that made the wine have different stories from those years, or they taste through a wine that got them into wine. And so we're really looking at like iconic wineries that have a long lasting history that people are familiar with something like Crush. This was taking Shakira Jones, who lives in New York. She's a wine writer. She's really into wine. She speaks wonderfully about wine, but she's never experienced harvest. So that's putting her into that new element for her. And so Crush is a one-off special for now, but will become a series ongoing for the next year for the next harvest and the next kind of new experiences. And then we have smaller content, too, that is just easier to soak up. And we try and group them together kind of in that way. Like a lot of the educational content we have is, does it need to be in one series, if that makes sense?
We're talking about Soam, S-O-M-M-TV. It is the programming service about many things, food, wine, and travel. You can find it on Roku, other smart TV devices, as well as smart TV sets. We've got the trio of key people who are making that service happen with us this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised from Los Angeles, California, the other side of the U.S. of A, from where we are here in New York. We've got Jason and Christina Wise, and from Naples, Florida, we have Diane Carpenter. And as I said, they're all with us this half hour right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And they want to hear from you. So give us a call, 646 646- 652-2906. Simon, I'm with you live on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and Tune Radio. Delighted to have you with us on the day before Christmas Eve 2020. And like I said, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Two more episodes for this year coming your way next Monday and Wednesday at this very hour. Coming up next Monday, we'll talk about another network that is really rocking called Zeus. It's the network by millennials for millennials on smart TV sets and smart devices. And now some of their shows are making it on linear cable networks, specifically WeTV with two of their unscripted programs. We'll talk to President Chief Executive Officer Lemuel Plummer. And then our very good friend from Interactive TV Today, the annual TV of Smart show she organizes, and the popular web series Televisionary, our good friend Tracy Swedler will join us. We'll talk about the interactive TV scene this year and what looks like could be an exploding interactive TV scene in 2021. And on Wednesday, what looks like our final guest of this year will be somebody who has had a very, very good fall as an executive producer. His credits, Tehran, the critically acclaimed international series on Apple TV+, and more recently this month, Your Honor, the Showtime miniseries starring Bryan Cranston. The person's name, Alun Arana. You will meet him or her. I'm not sure if it's a him or a he, but we'll find out together that next Wednesday, our final episode of 2020, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. By the way, also on Monday, we'll have our annual retrospective, Tomorrow Will Be Televised Remembers, checking out and paying a final tribute to the people in front of behind the camera who passed away this year. Now, Diane, you mentioned Crush, which is your new TV series, and it's the first one that is specifically produced and put together by women. How did it come about?
Well, actually, it was a passion project because I think that people have this misconception that wine is made in a very glamorous environment. It's made in those beautiful wineries you visit, for example, in Napa, and that's not necessarily the truth. There are the definition of crush is picking the grape all the way through harvest to crushing a grape, and it's where that grape is crushed that there's that misconception. And two-thirds of wine is probably made in a crush facility, which is, in short, it's a warehouse that houses the winemaking equipment to make grapes. And it's not very glamorous. And there's a lot of families, you know, mom-and-pop kind of wineries, that is where they make their wine because wineries are very expensive to create. So we kind of wanted to tell that story through the eyes of a fantastic family, the Murray family, who actually, because I have my own production and wine production, and we crush at the same facility in Windsor, California, Grand Cru Crush. And the Murray family took us through the whole process of crush. So we started with them in their vineyard with their family. I mean, mom and dad, the kids, the dog, they're all involved. And Shakira was the perfect host. And she spent the morning with them, and then we went into the crush facility. And so what we were doing was telling a story to the audience. This is how it's done. This is, you know, the heart and soul that goes into making a bottle of wine. And it's not always glamorous, but this is how most of it's done. And, you know, it's just our way of telling that story.
Now, Diane, you, I believe, produced this program and the series. And Christina, how are you involved?
I produced and directed it.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like working with an all-women crew for the first time?
I mean, I don't think it was that complicated, mostly because a lot of our team members are women to begin with. So it wasn't a big stretch in the way that we used a new female VP. A lot of times, Jason and I are married. We have two kids. So a lot of times, Jason is on set and I'm not because I'm home with the children. So this was a great switch for us. I've been a producer for many years, but I got to go on set while he stayed home with the kids. And then, you know, we had a regular team of female editors and whatnot to finish the series. But it was really wonderful being on set, you know, great energy, and we're really proud of what we accomplished.
Yeah,
yeah, and by the way, if you'd like to go on set any day.
Go ahead, Jason. Yeah, Jason, I was just about to ask, the show has been on your service since last Friday. What's been the early reaction to it?
It's been really positive. I mean, I think people – well, first of all, Shakira Jones, who's the host, I mean, she is a very dynamic personality. She is extremely likable. I think you immediately want to know what she's going to say, you want to hang out with her. You know, she is a perfect person. So the response has been wonderful. She has been a cast member and hosts her own podcast on our podcast network for quite a while. So she has a good following. So the response has been fantastic.
And she's a dream to work with. I mean, she has just a natural talent in front of the camera, and this is not her day job. This isn't even her second job. So she did a wonderful job of just really kind of, you know, connecting, I believe, with the audience and connecting with everybody that she spoke to on camera. So she's a wonderful talent, and people really like her.
She's also so thoughtful. I mean, she takes everything in. She absorbs everything that you tell her. She asks the right questions, and, you know, and she always wants to learn, but it's just her thoughtfulness, which I think really captures our attention, and she really is a delight. We're very lucky to have her as part of our cast team.
Yeah. Christina, Diane, who are some of the other talents that you've worked with in creating these programs?
Well, so I came in for the second Somme film. So I've worked with several of the cast members of the Somme films. And with these teams, and I think because of how COVID, you know, occurred right when we were launching our network, I have not had the opportunity to work directly on set or on site with any of the cast members. But, you know, I have had an opportunity to get to know them just, you know, just through our company. And, you know, they're such a good team. They fit very, very well into the Somme TV family. But too many to mention, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, I would say Claire Copey is wonderful. She's an LA sommelier that is just great as a funny personality. Mm-hmm. Matt Kaner is super knowledgeable on wine. Jill Smorsky, who's a master sommelier out of Chicago. I mean, we've got a great team of experts and then people that are also really personable.
That seems to be the thing. You want people who are very grounded, very personable, obviously experts, but are very not introverts when it comes to facing a TV camera.
Right. That's right. And who the audience can relate to as well. You know, so they have something in common and they feel like they could sit at a bar with them or in a restaurant with them and just enjoy a really good evening with them. Those are the kind of personalities we enjoy.
Yeah, and Simon, understand, you know, wine comes with a certain amount of baggage where people think it's, you know, it's got a certain amount of snobbery attached to it, which whether or not that's true or not, sometimes we have to break through that. And the personalities we work with are the key to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, since you raised the question, how do you break the snobbery factor? And not just with the personalities, but also the way you produce the programs, what you highlight. Like, for example, in Crush, we're not talking about like a Falcon Crest kind of, you know, Napa Valley place. You're talking about someplace that's off the glamour strip.
You know, funny you mentioned Falcon Crest. So we have something coming in October about that exact topic. I will say this. It varies between the different shows and such, but you don't acknowledge it because it doesn't exist. I mean, with Crush, there literally is no snobbery. It doesn't even exist. With brands like, you know, an old Bordeaux or a Domain in France that's been around for hundreds of years, you get rid of the snobbery by acknowledging the fact that historically they've existed for centuries and they've survived wars and, you know.
You tell the different story that this is a family, they're farmers. A lot of winemakers, really, they're just farmers. And so making them more humanized, more like people and not just a brand, I think is an important part of it. And then also on our network, like we have a blind tasting sessions where, okay, it's two people blinding each other. They might get a little deep in their wine talk, but we also have the sommelier's notebook, which is short, like 3 to 6 minute episodes defining something like acidity, tannins. So really, if you're not understanding something that someone's talking about wine speak, you could hop over and watch 3 minutes about that explanation. So there's a base of education, and then there's a base of, you know, a little bit more advanced, but it's really just humanizing everything about wine and making it much more approachable to anybody at any level.
I was watching your website earlier today, and some of the early reaction to Somme TV deals with the blind taste testing. How do you set those taste tests up? And also, if your service is ad supported, are you getting a lot of ad support from the popular or sort of up-and-coming winemakers?
Yeah, let me take this one. I think from an ad-supporting standpoint, we do not. No, there's no – our podcast network, we do take sponsors, but those are podcasts, and that's easier. we do not take any ad-supported dollars on our content. We're working on ways to integrate it properly, but truthfully, the wine business is a very – I think it's been harmed by a lot of pay-per-play, you know, a lot of – and people – I think that is precisely where some of the snobbery comes from. And so we don't do that. We investigate our own stories. We have editorial control over them. We are documentarians. When it comes to the blind tasting stuff, you know, we have NFL players, we have celebrities, we have wine professionals, we have top chefs. Lots of people sit down to blind taste each other on wine on our series. And we try to make it fun. We try to make it something where you're not necessarily right or wrong unless the people at the table want to make it a competition, but it's more of a learning process to figure out, is this a Pinot Noir? Is this a Cabernet? Where's it from? But you also play on the personalities that are at that table. And so we have quite, you know, the third season of that goes into production here in about 3 weeks, 2 weeks. And that is one of our more popular shows because, again, it's about people rather than truly about wine.
And the fun thing about the next season is we're pitting couples. So couples against each other, their husband and wife, wife versus wife, couples that they can blind taste each other. So it'll be fun. And I think that's part of, like, the humanizing part of it all.
We're speaking with a trio of people behind the smart TV service SOMM TV. It's SOMM TV running on Roku, other smart TV devices, smart TV sets as well. We're talking with Jason and Christina Wise. They're with us from Los Angeles. Diane Carpenter from Naples, Florida. All with us this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Donna with you live from New York. Happy to be with us. If you have a question or comment or remaining minutes with our trio, give them a call, 646-652-2906. We'll use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. We're going to bring you three episodes the first week of 2021 on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. That's January 4th, 5th, and 8th. And on our first episode, we're happy to tell you that we're going to focus on one of the big highlights of the first week of 2021. That's ABC's brand-new night of original game shows, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, The Hustler with Craig Ferguson, and The Return of the Chase. Remember that show from GSN days with The Beast? And also the host, Brooke Burns, who won an Emmy Award nomination for that program. Well, all three are coming back on January 7th. We hope to have at least two of the executive producers of the shows. We know that we found out from ABC today that we will have one of the executive producers of both The Hustler and The Chase. And we are hoping to have Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, host by Pat Sajak and Dana White, on as well. That'll be probably our lead guest and our first guest of 2021. Also on January 4th, we'll also review Nickelodeon's first ever NFL football game presentation. That's a simulcast of a wild card game with CBS. We've got Sean Robbins, the coordinating producer for Nickelodeon, of that. They got some very exciting surprises for that. And we'll also showcase, for the second year in a row, on our first episode, a music network. It's called Taima, and it just started on Dish Latino. It's a Latin concert network. We'll speak with its founder and partner, Freddie Arias Jr. Then, on Tuesday, rescheduled from yesterday's show, Brian Volk-Weiss, who's the person responsible for two interesting TV ventures, The Cell Company, which does script and scripted television, as well as Comedy Dynamics. And we'll talk about his new series on Amazon, second season of A Toy Store Near You. And finally, we'll preview CES and where smart TV sets may be going this coming year with Catherine Pond, one of the key vice presidents at Vizio, the major TV set maker. That's all in our first week, 2021 episodes, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, BBC New Pacific. We have more guests coming up, too, so don't miss them right here. Get your 2021 off to a great start, TV-wise, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Jason, do you do any shows on wine clubs or on how you match wine with certain cuisines, whether it is French, Chinese, Italian, and so on?
Absolutely. You know, we work with a couple different wine clubs to try to get the wines from our programming into viewers' hands. And wine clubs kind of differ vastly. But when it comes to pairing food, absolutely. That is a major, major focus. We do things on why Riesling pairs with Asian cuisine so well and why, you know, what to drink with these Bordeaux and how to – a lot of our programming, too, is how to kind of beat the system. You know, you don't have to spend so much. And so a huge amount of our content is about how food and wine interact and you know, finding the stories with that.
Yeah. Christina, what are some of the horizons you want to tackle in 2021 in terms of new programs, new subject matter, either in food, wine, or the travel arena?
Oh, boy. I mean, we have a lot slated for 2021. I think we have 4 feature films coming out on the service, including a follow-up for the 4th film. We've got a great film that I'm excited about, The Ghost of Spring Mountain, which is about ghost wineries, and one particular one that is rumored to be haunted. So I think that's a lot of fun. And then just continue to produce our regular content to help engage, educate, and really make wine approachable for everybody. And then to continue, you know, highlighting women and different voices and diversity throughout the wine industry. I think it's kind of looked at as like an old white guy's industry. So, you know, our big focus for 2021 is to really highlight all the different voices within the wine community and the food community on Zom TV.
There's also a very large celebrity Diane, coming in 2021.
What kind of celebrity components? Go ahead and talk about that.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry about that. I just want to point out we have a show coming with Joel McHale and Kyle MacLachlan and a lot having to do with the NFL and the NBA. Players are very much into wine and food, and it's part of the world that we really are excited to get into on ZomTV.com.
Joe is all over the place, by the way. He, you know, hosts the Card Sharks. He just did Jay Leno's Garage. He's doing the Steve Austin series season 2 coming up next month on USA Network. He's also doing.
You can add a show on Zom TV.
He's all over the place. One busy, busy person.
Yep, a good guy.
Diane, you mentioned podcasts before. Podcasts have become red hot as fodder for new TV series. Hollywood Reporter recently had a story suggesting there's over 100 podcasts that are now in development as TV series. Any plans to turn some of your podcasts into TV shows? And what about the possibility of maybe down the road a scripted series as well as unscripted?
Podcasts, that's interesting, taking up podcasts into a story. It's not something that we've discussed in great detail. But you've just given us a great idea, Simon. I'm sorry, what was the second question?
Do any of you see down the road, perhaps, because you mentioned you're going to be running movies on your service next year, the possibility of maybe a scripted show, either a scripted series or a made-for-TV movie that's fictional?
Christina, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely at some point, once we get out of COVID and can move into that aspect, we would love that.
By the way, Jason and Christina, you are a second married couple on our program this week. We had earlier in the week Caleb and Ronnie Davis from Tough Love LA, which is the web series turned television series now on Cleo TV. And when we have married couples on our program or different combinations, brother-brother, sister-brother, dad-brother, mother-daughter, et cetera, we always ask, how do you deal with life in the TV production lane, you know, in terms of when you're working, when you're not working, how do you, you know, even in different roles at Zom TV, how do you make it all work?
Listen to your wife.
It's definitely a juggle, but I find it to be easier because we respect each other's jobs a little bit more, maybe. Like if Jason's working at 8, 9, 10, 11 p.m., I know why and I respect it, as opposed to if we didn't work within the same company, I might get annoyed with him, like, come in here, help me with the kids. You know, we have a pretty good schedule down and juggling them. So it's not always easy. Definitely there's times where we're stretched. But
wine helps, Simon. Wine helps.
we work with a lot of great people who are understanding too. So
for sure. Again, the network is Zom, SOMMTV. You can find it on Roku, other smart TV devices, and other smart devices and TV sets. Will certainly pick it up in 2021. For more details about the service online, here's where you go: www.sommtv.com. That's www.sommtv.com. And don't forget, you can also catch various programs on podcasts at that website as well. Again, it's www.sommtv.com. Jason Wise, Christina Wise, Diane Carpenter, joining us from L.A. and Naples, Florida. Thank you all for coming aboard. Happy holiday season to you and a great 2021 ahead for all three.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. All the greatest. Take care and good whining.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jason and Christina Wise and Diane Carpenter joining us live again from Los Angeles and Naples, Florida. Once again, to my good friend Mariah Dunan from Naples, Florida. I used to be here in New York, used to be in the TV field. Hope you're doing great down there, and all the best to you in 2021. When we come back, our classic trivia question of the week and a very unique takeaway of the week dealing with what you can find on Netflix and on Disney Plus this Christmas Day, Friday. Get to all that after you pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is the best internet radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradiospeaker.com. Together reaching over 50 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Don't forget, BTR is your home tonight for Sports Talk with R. Walk and Eric Scott. Live happening, start of the NBA season, the big Christmas Day five-header, if you will, plus all things happening with college football bowl games. First of two busy NFL closing weeks of the regular season. You'll hear all of that on Sports Talk with K. Walk and Eric Scott. That's tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, best BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to the second half of our final three episodes of Tomorrow We Televise on this Christmas week 2020. Simon Abba with you live from New York. Stay tuned. Coming up, we have our classic trivia question of the week and also an early takeaway of the week than usual. The first awards to find folks at audible.com. If you're listening for something that can really help you not just through this holiday season, but throughout 2021 and beyond, try this audiobook, Think Like a Monk. That's right, Think Like a Monk by the very popular author Jay Shetty. I think you'll find it unique reading and something that could really empower you or people you know this coming year. And the best news is you can get that as a holiday gift for you or someone you love through a trial run with Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 200,000 titles to choose from in every category, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now, at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, iRadio Podcast Network, iTunes, Apple TV, and so on. All you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook, 1 month trial of the service, great health and wealth information, of course, great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. Remember, if you're an Amazon Prime customer already, make that two audiobooks you get during your trial, and one of them can be from the fast-growing catalog of Audible Originals. That's original audio productions, best of Broadway, off-Broadway, regional theater, and great one-woman and one-man performances. And that's not all. If you want to forego the trial and just become a subscriber, you can. You can do Audible Plus, and when you do, you pay only $4.95 for the first 6 months of your subscription. What a steal of a deal that is. $4.95 a month for the first 6 months of your subscription. So whether you do Audible Plus, whether you do a one-month trial, it's a great holiday gift for you or someone you love that lasts a lifetime. So how about having this Christmas Eve or Kwanzaa 2020 be the place where you find out how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world forever. All you got to do is go to audibletrial.com/televised. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. It's our final time we're presenting this question before the holidays and final time period. And remember, if you are first with the correct answer, we have three prizes in store for you. We have the Crazy Stupid Love DVD. We have Clutch Plus, the wonderful money and card clip from Talaria. And we have the terrific Sopranos book Off the Back of a Truck from Nick Braccia, who was on our show about a week or so ago. So here's the question. It's our final time presenting it, so listen carefully. Who played the first pair of assistant district attorneys on Law & Order? Who played the first pair of assistant district attorneys on Law & Order? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your address when you send the email. And if you're first with the correct answer, you win all three prizes. And by the way, if you've won before, how about giving someone else a great gift this holiday season? Let them win and get their first time in the spotlight. So once again, here's that question. Who played the first pair of assistant district attorneys on Law and Order? I think people know one of them. You might not know the other. And of course, you can Google or Yahoo, whatever, the answer. So one more time. Who played the first pair of district attorneys back in 1990 on Law & Order? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04 questions@yahoo.com. And if you we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question on Thursday, Christmas Eve Day, at Facebook at Simon Applebaum, and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to be in. So do so, and have your happier holiday be even happier with a win in our classic trivia segment. And now it's time for a feature that we normally do when we have a Friday episode, and we have the time for it. It's called the Takeaway of the Week, where we showcase a development that happens that we think you should take away something from it that might impact the way you watch and use television down the road. You know, one of the things that's really shifted in television over the last decade, decade and a half or so, is that we've gone from most holidays, particularly holiday nights, not having much of a choice of original programming to watch, becoming a place we have original programming to watch. I remember when History Channel did the Hatfield McCoys on Memorial Day weekend, Memorial Day night, when you know you do it. And now you find shows that are on Memorial Day night, Labor Day night, Thanksgiving night, all over the place, thanks to the variety of new networks that we see. And yet, there's still two important times of the year where for some reason you still feel the sense that there's not much variety, particularly original programming choice you have. That's Christmas Eve and that's Christmas Day. You know, Christmas Eve comes out as reruns, the annual showing of It's a Wonderful Life, one of the great movies of the holiday season with Jimmy Stewart. It's usually on Christmas Eve and then repeat on NBC Christmas Day. A college football bowl game or two on Christmas Day, the five NBA games, one after the other on ESPN, then NBC, then back on ESPN in prime time. Maybe a parade, and not much else. Well, this year, maybe, just maybe, that cycle is coming to a close this Friday, because both Netflix and Disney Plus are stepping up to the plate and showcasing an original program. And in the case of Netflix, it's a biggie. It's Bridgerton. It's the new series from Shonda Rhimes, and it's the first one under her contract that she made 3 years ago to develop programming for Netflix exclusively, leaving ABC and going to what may be the world's biggest original programmer. And Bridgerton is the first of what we hope will be a lot of new shows coming from Ms. Rhimes and her Shondaland factory. And get this, The Hollywood Reporter thinks that this is one of the best new series, not just of this fall, but of the year. Now, Bridgerton is from Chris Van Dusen, who's one of the key executive producers in Ms. Rhimes' stable, and it's based on the best-selling series of novels by Julia Quinn that takes place in Regency London High Society. I've seen the preview trailer, the sizzle reel for this, and I got to tell you, it looks lavish. It has moments of drama, moments of comedy, moments of dramedy. It has a wonderful original set of cast that you haven't seen before in many ways. People like Phoebe Dynevor from Younger and Dickinson, Renee Jean Page, Golda Retriever, Jonathan Bailey, Luke Newton, Claudia Jesse, Nicola Coughlan, Ruby Barker, Samantha Violet. A lot of people, maybe you've seen the face in other series, but not like this in terms of being co-stars. Oh, and there's also a character by the name of Lady Whistledown, who is voiced by the one and only, and the always, Julie Andrews. It is a television series that you would not really expect from Shonda Rhimes, but she really gives it a very special contemporary spin without dusting off the history way too much. The name of the show again is Bridgerton, and you can find it on Netflix starting Christmas Day, I believe around noon. That's this Friday. And that's great. Isn't it nice to see somebody trying something new and original on Christmas Day as a great alternative? And that is not all, because Disney Plus is also stepping up to the plate with a film that originally was supposed to be in the movies this holiday season. It's the latest film from Pixar, and it's called Soul. And I hope some of you have seen the preview takes of this, because it is, I think, a great advancement in both computer-generated animation and, more importantly, animated storytelling. I don't want to give away too much of the plot, but I will say this. It has so much great urban flavor to it. It really is the first computer-generated Pixar production that takes place in an urban setting. And it also has a great soundtrack. If you love jazz music, soul music, rhythm and blues, you will love this film just for the music. But the voice characterizations, the animation process, the style, the backgrounds are really amazing. There are moments in Soul where you can swear that it's not animated, it's live action. That's how good and how advanced the Pixar creators have gone in making this film. And yes, I know it was supposed to be a theatrical film, but boy, it's great that it's finding a home somewhere in the face of this pandemic on Disney Plus. And again, it is also launching on Christmas Day. Now, if Netflix and Disney Plus can step up to the plate and offer original programming, why can't other people, why can't the broadcast networks, why can't the cable networks, why can't all the other mega content services and so forth step up and do original programming not only on Christmas Day, but on Christmas Eve? I'll tell you what I'd like to see this time next year, a year from now. I'd like to see somebody take on a primetime special, 3 hours, 4 hours, that showcase how we across the nation and across the world celebrate Christmas. Wouldn't that be a fantastic deal to see the many inventive ways that people celebrate Christmas and celebrate Kwanzaa and celebrate Hanukkah and the other holidays this season and see it live across the country, around the world? Wouldn't that make great television, especially with the kind of camera work you can do, the satellite transmission, using all sorts of unique cameras from drones to GoPros to microcams and minicams? Wouldn't it be fantastic to really get a deep understanding of how people celebrate this holiday season on the apex, if you will, of the holiday, Christmas Eve? And wouldn't it be nice if not only somebody put it together, but really promoted it in a big way? I'd like to throw a challenge out to the TV community at large. We know you're out there. We know you can do it. Somebody take the mantelpiece up and do a live Christmas Eve special and a live Christmas Day special. Make it happen. The point is, and the takeaway is, let's have more originals and original choice on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve. We have the network infrastructure to do it. We have all these new services that have come on the last year. It would be fantastic if we, the people, had much more choice in what we can see original, first run, on both of these special occasions than we do now. So again, go for Bridgerton on Netflix. Go for Soul on Disney Plus. If you want to know more about Bridgerton and the other project that Shonda Rhimes has up her sleeve from her Shondaland facility, go to www.netflix.com and Soul, www.disneyplus.com. Again, both premiere Christmas Day. And let's hope next year there's much more originals to come. Well, this is our final episode of our threesome this Christmas week, 2020. It's been a pleasure to put them together. I want to thank all of our guests Monday, Tuesday, and today for being here. Remember, we are back with you Monday and Wednesday of next week with our final episodes live of 2020. Remember, on Monday, we'll do a 90-minute episode with Lemuel Plummer. He's the president and chief executive officer of Zeus Network. It's the smart TV service by millennials for millennials, and now they are taking some of their unscripted shows and putting them on WE TV. Plus, we'll have Tracy Swedlow, our very good friend, the organizer of the newsletter Interactive TV Today, the annual TV of Tomorrow show that went virtual this year, and also the host of the popular web series Televisionary. She'll be with us to talk about where things are at with the interactive TV scene right now and going into 2021. Finally, we will have our special feature, Tomorrow Be Televisor Members, where we pay one final tribute to the people in front of and behind the camera who passed away this year. And then on Wednesday, we will have the executive producer of the critically acclaimed Tehran on Apple TV Plus and Showtime's miniseries of Bryan Cranston, Your Honor, Alan Aranya. And then don't forget, our first week of 2021, three episodes for you all live. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. And on Monday, it looks like we'll have a 90-minute episode with people from the ABC new game show lineup starting on January 7th. Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, The Hustler, and The Chase. Sean Robbins, the coordinating producer of the NFL wildcard coverage on Nickelodeon. And Freddie Arias Jr., the partner and founder of the new Latin concert network, Tarima. And that's just to kick off 2021 on Monday, January 4th. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, oh, catch up on all of our episodes throughout 2020, one great place to go, www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. And remember, anytime you like this holiday weekend, check out the podcasts. They're available all over the place. iTunes, Apple TV, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio.com, TuneIn.com, and Spreaker Podcasts. And incidentally, if there is a podcast site you love that you want to see take our program, please let me know. And at the same time, let them know, whether it's Spotify, Podcast One, Pandora, et cetera. Let them know you'd like to hear this program. They really will appreciate what you have to say. And let me know, and let me know who to talk to at these various podcast sites so we can maybe have them be affiliates of our show, maybe even live affiliates in 2021. Remember, we love hearing from you. You are our audience, and we really appreciate what you have to say about where TV is at and where it's headed in 2021 and beyond. So please email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. We respond to your emails within 24 hours. Don't forget, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question contest. That's also how you get involved in our regular feature, Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get the attention? Well, we want to give it the attention, and we need your help and support. So let us know if there's a show you like that doesn't get enough attention that you think deserves it. Let me know. And if we use a suggestion on the air, of course you get the credit. Again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You also find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate, we communicate back, because one of the credos of our program is this: what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Our production associate is Mandolin. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, the head of content. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. The Marvy Televised was brought to you today by Audible.com and Amazon Division. Remember, Audible has transformed the way you hear the world. For one or two free audiobooks, 1 month trial, great customer service, health and wellness information, and if you like, go right ahead and subscribe to Audible Plus and save for the first 6 months subscription at only $4.95 a month. It's audibletrial.com/television. And once again, it makes a great holiday gift that lasts a lifetime. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. For everyone at Blog Talk Radio, at Spreaker, at TuneIn Radio, and our podcast affiliates, thank you for your listening. Have a fantastic Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Kwanzaa, other holidays over this weekend. Make them safe and make them great, because we want you back here when we bring you our final two episodes of the year, Monday and Wednesday, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and the Amazon Music Podcast Network. Whatever you are doing this weekend, please make it as safe and great as you can, because we want to lick this pandemic, and we will, now and forever. Again, a very, very happy and peaceful holiday to you and all, and until the next time, stay well and stay tuned. Jingle, jingle.